now confirms it. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The White House confirming that Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visited Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv Sunday, where they told Ukraine's President Zelensky that the U.S. will provide additional military and diplomatic aid. They also stated that American diplomats who left Ukraine before the Russian invasion would begin returning to the country this week. Ukrainian parliament member Rustem Umerov telling Fox News Live Sunday that Ukraine will continue talks with Russia because they want to stop the killings.
It is tense. It is emotionally hard, we are committed to continue political and diplomatic negotiations.
Umerov also saying that Russian President Putin still refuses to recognize Ukraine as an independent nation. Ukraine's President Zelensky saying that once Russia is completely out of Ukraine, then the invasion will be over. Incumbent Emmanuel Macron winning the French presidency for a second term. It's the first time a French president has won a second term in 20 years.
French President Emmanuel Macron won the election according to French polling agencies with at least 58% of the vote. Macron campaigned on his environmental and climate change accomplishments and heavily criticized his opponent's positions on immigration policies and her proposal to ban Muslim headscarves in French public spaces. Meantime, Le Pen slammed Macron's economic policies, citing the months of yellow vest protests.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Officials saying a New York City firefighter and a civilian were killed in a house fire in Brooklyn Sunday. Eight firefighters were injured. Police in Nigeria searching for two suspects in the explosion at an illegal oil refinery Friday night that killed as many as 100 people. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Center for Disease Control issuing an alert for children regarding severe hepatitis.
The CDC has issued the health advisory to healthcare providers after dozens of kids contracted acute hepatitis around the world and U.S. Most of the infections in the U.K., Spain, and Israel infected kids ages 1 month to 16 years of age. The outbreak, a big mystery, since it's not linked to any of the five typical strains of the virus known. Symptoms of hepatitis include yellowing of the eyes and skin, dark urine, fatigue, fever, and nausea. Parents warned to reach out to providers if their kids exhibit symptoms. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Orange County, Florida, Deputy William Puzinski rescuing a one-year-old girl from a fire at an apartment building in Orlando, Florida, over the weekend. The deputy describing the rescue.
I started climbing the building, and I couldn't make it all the way. And then that's when my partners helped me up, and that's when I was able to get to the second floor. And then I just climbed up to the third, grabbed the baby, and then again, that's when I handed the baby down to my partners.
The child's mother and grandmother and other residents were rescued by firefighters. In NBA playoff news, last year's NBA champion, the Milwaukee Bucks, winning Game 4 against the Chicago Bulls Sunday, led by superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo's 32 points. Bucks leading the series 3-1.
Giannis spinning again, gets in deep, and just toying with everybody in a white jersey.
ABC with the play-by-play. And the Denver Nuggets beating the Golden State Warriors Sunday, led by superstar Nikola Jokic's 37 points.
Jokic on the roll, kicks it out. Harden for three, the dagger!
Once again, ABC with the play-by-play. The Warriors up 3-1 in their best of 7 series. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.